Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Caesar, C-E-S-A-R, Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. Caesar Ortiz is a 51-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 7/21/21. Appeared he was on a box, and the box rolled away from underneath him, and he could not hold on by himself. Appeared he fell onto his left elbow. Appeared he believes he injured his shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a rotator cuff and biceps tendon tear that were repaired surgically on 10/11/21. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 4/15/22. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Ortiz underwent an MRI of the left humerus on MRI of the left humerus and shoulder on 8/28/21 to be inserted here. Period. These were done at the referral of Dr. Bajarski, B-O-J-A-R-S-K-I. Period. On new paragraph on 9/26/21, he came under the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin. Period. He noted history of knee surgery. He performed an exam and reviewed plain x-rays that showed no fractures or dislocations. The MRI showed a full thickness, slightly retracted rotator cuff tear. He diagnosed left shoulder pain and traumatic complete tear of the left rotator cuff, for which they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. New paragraph on 10/11/21. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Ortiz followed up post-operatively, but remained symptomatic despite physical therapy. Period. MR arthrogram of the left shoulder was done on 1/21/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. McAlpin reviewed these results with him on 1/27/22. Period. His shoulder was feeling sore. Period. Additional physical therapy was ordered. Period. He reviewed the MRI, which showed post-surgical changes with no re-tearing of the rotator cuff in the form of retraction. There are post-surgical normal findings demonstrated. Period. On 2/21/22, scratch that, it's the wrong patient. Dr. McAlpin followed his progress through 4/14/22. Period. He referenced the functional capacity evaluation that determined he was capable of working only in the medium physical demand category. Period. Dr. McAlpin placed this as a permanent restriction upon him, and DMP was at maximum medical improvement. Period. Exam showed forward flexion to 160 degrees with abduction 70 degrees, where there was pain. Period. There was slight Popeye deformity changes to the biceps, but no bruising or ecchymosis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder and an open scar on the medial upper arm consistent with his bicep tenodesis. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He did have decreased range of motion with 95 degrees of abduction and 100 degrees of flexion along with 65 degrees of external rotation. Period. And put this in bold, these are less than when only recently discharged from Dr. McAlpin. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-minus for resisted left shoulder abduction and internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. as normal, shoulder maneuvers. There was a positive near and speeds test on the left, which were negative on the right. Paired spine cervical. There was tenderness at the left. There was spasm at the left trapezius in the absence of tenderness, but there was none on the right. Paired the rest of that as normal, thoracic normal, lumbar circle, delete, straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. Actually, before that, we have also been able to obtain the x-ray reports from Dr. Bajorski's office from 8-11-21. Paired x-rays of the left shoulder. Showed no findings of significance. But this was also the case relative to the elbow. Paired impressions on 7-21-21, Cesar Ortiz fell and injured his left upper extremity. Period. He came under the care of Dr. Bajorski, who performed x-rays and then referred him for an MRI of the humerus and shoulder on 8-28-21. Period. Mr. Ortiz then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin. Period. Surgery was done on 10-11-21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively and participated in physical therapy. Period. He remained symptomatic and had an MR arthrogram on 1-21-22 that failed to identify a re-tear of the rotator cuff. Period. He performed an FCE and was found to be able to work in the medium physical demand category. Period. Upon discharge, Dr. McAlpin found him to have reasonably good range of motion. Period. His current exam found less than reasonable range of motion, suggestive of some volitional limitations. Period. Near and speeds tests were positive on the left shoulder, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. End.